Is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea? Then, the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. So, as I told you guys on Wednesday, this will be my last show, my last Weird News show. But what I will do for you is make sure that this is going to be one of the absolute best ones that I've done. With that, I got a few different situations and stories to tell you guys about. Just so you do know, the Weird News Podcast going forward will be brought to you by Tate and Sarah. They are very intelligent, very funny, and they're really easy to listen to. I think you guys are gonna enjoy them a lot. I know you'll miss me, but you'll enjoy them a lot. It's gonna be great. With that, I just want to know one thing. This usually I start off with like a little bit of a small little story for you guys. Find out what's going on. See how your day has been. Let you know something that I learned throughout my day. But this time I got to jump right into it because I need to understand something. I really need to know. Seems like, where was this at? This was in Washington. So officials are investigating a mother's complaint about an alleged eyebrow waxing of her child. Basically, she dropped her daughter off at a daycare facility, and the daycare facility is ran by the Boys and Girls Club. She goes on about her day, handles some mommy stuff, you know, mom stuff, work, that type of mom stuff. She comes back, gets her daughter. She picks her daughter up and thinks it's a scratch. Turns out, she looks closer, and her daughter's unibrow has been waxed. They waxed her daughter's unibrow, just waxed it, just decided, and the 19-year-old mom posted it on Facebook, and the image was shared more than 20,000 times. You know what's interesting about this? The story says the 19-year-old mom, as though like we need to know her age because they talk about Facebook. I don't care if I'm 67. If you wax my daughter's eyebrow and put it on Facebook. Listen, I have two questions about this situation because I'm not going to say it's right to ever wax any child's eyebrow, especially if it's not your own child. You can't be willy-nilly just waxing someone's eyebrow. But I have a question. I don't know if this is the right question to ask, but this one I'm going to ask. For you to do this, how bad was the eyebrow? Like, how bad was her unibrow? Was it like Anthony Davis status where it was very prominent and it was like, yo, this is my unibrow. I do this. Like, I love this brow. This is what I do. It's thick. I like it. Was it that type of unibrow? Or was it something that looks like it had been done before? Where you thought like the Boys and Girls Club, they thought they were being helpful. First of all, this is a daycare ran by the Boys and Girls Club. This isn't like a beauty salon daycare. I don't even know what Boys and Girls Club employees need to be doing, sitting around waxing things. Anyway, I used to go to the Boys and Girls Club, and Boys and Girls Club is, I'm not going to say it's not the most organized place, but I am going to say there's other things going on there where one wouldn't have time for eyebrow waxing. That'd be my assumption. But maybe they thought they were being helpful. Like, is there a possibility that the eyebrow looked like it had been waxed in the past? So then maybe they were like, hey, let's just help the mom out and then wax eyebrow. Like, for example, say if the little girl is in there and she has like one of her nails, if she has one of her nails painted, she has all of her nails painted and like one of them is like coming off or something. Do you paint her nail? Like if her ponytail is coming out, do you redo her ponytail? Maybe this was a situation where they were like, you know what? Let's just go ahead and help out and just go ahead and just wax and just wax it. Let's just do that. Let's just go ahead and just wax the eyebrow. just in case. I don't want your mom to come back and see that your eyebrows are unwaxed, and then she takes us out of here, because, you know, like, we should be able to help the mom out if she's not here. What I found out, though, is that the mom, Salgano, attends an alternative high school, and she drops her daughter off while she's in classes. This is what I think happened. Well, this isn't what I think happened at all. I'm pretty sure this is right. This Boys and Girls Club has a daycare center, right? So I'm assuming, I got a feeling like this is probably maybe like a daycare that doesn't cost that much money. So there's a possibility, like, you may have these kids watching kids. So, like, she dropped her daughter off, and there's a possibility that there's just like a girl that's like no older than her daughter watching her daughter. Like, you drop off a 3-year-old, and you just have a 6-year-old. You drop off a 2-year-old, and you have a 6-year-old watching her. Like, here you go. Can you watch him? Like, yeah, sure. And the next thing you know, the 6-year-old has waxed the 2-year-old's eyebrows. So I'm just giving you guys a heads up. Just watch out for that. Watch out for just going to. Watch out for going to. I'm not gonna say you gotta go to the most expensive daycare. I'm just saying that if you are in a situation where you're going to take your kid to a daycare, take them somewhere where the kids aren't being watched by other kids, like maybe actual daycare officials, possibly something like that. When you fly, what's the worst thing that could possibly happen? Wait, that's the wrong question. Sorry, I take that back. I'm sorry, that wasn't the right question. What annoys you when you're flying? Like, what annoys you? What do you think? Because I get annoyed by certain things when I'm flying. You know what annoys me? When I'm on the plane and then we find the pilot can't find a place to park the plane. We have to sit on the plane for a long time waiting for somewhere to park the plane. I don't like that. I don't like it. I feel like there should be a situation where, like, if we're there, then there should be somewhere to park a plane. It's an airplane. It's an airport. They spend millions of dollars building these airports. There should be somewhere to park the plane. That's not the worst thing that could happen, though, obviously. A flight, basically, to Seattle, had to return to Anchorage, Alaska on Wednesday because a passenger locked himself in the bathroom and took off all their clothes. So he locked himself in the bathroom and decided to take off all of his clothes and didn't want to leave the bathroom. Usually when there's a situation where somebody like gets completely butt naked, I'd make fun of it and I'll tell you guys about like a way where it probably made sense for this person to do that. But this situation, it's no laughing matter. You want to know why? Because there's 178 people on the plane. 178 people. And all of them were delayed. I'd be so hot. The guy wouldn't leave the bathroom. They had to land the plane. The police had to get on the plane through the back and take the man out of the bathroom, butt naked. I'd be so hot. I'd be so angry. Like, there, my level of vehement anger would be immeasurable. Because, like, flying sometimes, like, honestly, like, flying sometimes is an inconvenience. I get it. I don't want to sound ungrateful. Flying is cool, whatever. Yeah, I get it. I understand the science behind it. I get it. No. You know what? I don't understand the science, which is why it's so awesome. I do understand how we should be grateful about the concept, because the Wright brothers, when they invented the plane, they were like, yo, this is going to be so cool. We could, like, fly 3 miles. But now we can fly just a different, we can actually fly to different planets. Well, you know what I mean. So I don't mean to be ungrateful, but I hate being delayed for silly reasons. Now, wait. Now, here's the thing. Whoa. If there's a flight delay and there's no plane or you can't make it, you guys have to fix something like a wing, or they're like, yo, you know what? This wing is broken. So if we fly this plane, it's going to fall out of the sky. All right, I get it. Fix that. I don't mind waiting for things like that. I'm going to have a problem if somebody's naked and decides to just take off all their clothes and we can't leave. I'm going to have a problem. In fact, listen, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. When I get back, I'm going to tell you guys how to handle this if this ever happens to you. I'll be right back.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, presented by the GSMC Podcast Network with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. So I was telling you guys about how this flight leaving Anchorage, Alaska to Seattle had to turn around because a guy got naked on the plane. He decided to go inside the laboratory and just take off all his clothes and just be naked in there. And like, my problem really is like, I know that sometimes the plane has to be turned around or whatever, but really, I don't know. I don't feel like that's a situation where we need to turn the plane around. I don't feel like that. And I don't really know who to blame, but I want to know what the protocol on that is. Like, does anyone know how far that flight is? Can you check it for me? I'm going to ask my producer, see if they can get that information for me. Can you get it? I don't know. All right, you'll get back to me in a second. So I just don't feel like there's a reason to like turn the plane around for that particularly. I don't know if we need to turn the plane around just for that, right? Can we just leave him in the bathroom? Is there a way we could just have him just chilling there? And then when we get there, you guys can handle that? Because I feel like if I'm flying from like Alaska to Seattle, I kind of have to leave, you know, like I have to leave. Like, I have to get out of there. And, oh, it's that long? Oh, wow. Oh, okay. All right. Never mind. I'm sorry. I guess they had to turn the plane around because the flight, apparently that flight is 3 hours. So I'm sorry. My apologies. I'm sorry. Yeah, you got to turn it around. If the guy's in there naked and he won't come out of the bathroom and no one can do anything about it, no one can coax him, you got to turn the plane around. Can't have some naked guys in the bathroom. Also, there's this. Other people need to use the bathroom because if it was like a flight to Vegas, because, okay, I live in California. So anytime you go to Vegas, it's 45 minutes, whether it be from Sacramento, San Francisco, L.A., whatever. It's not far. It's not far at all. And don't like make fun of me because I said the distance from Sacramento to Vegas is the same as L.A. to Vegas. Cause I know the distance is different. I'm just saying it's not a very long flight. So don't judge me. But in those flights, if some naked person locked themselves in the bathroom, it's fine. Because the flight's 45 minutes. And if you're like, well, but Ryan, I have to use the bathroom. Well, here's a cup and here's a jar. So you can just pee in this jar or poop in this cup and you'll be fine. But I'm not going to turn the plane around because the flight's only 45 minutes. You just need to figure it out. That's what I would say if I'm the pilot. Like, hey, this is your pilot speaking. Apparently, the bathroom is going to be out of order for the next 45 minutes. We will be distributing cups, jars, and other type of containers for you to put your bodily waste in. If you have a problem with this, please hop on our Wi-Fi that costs $5 per minute, and you can leave a comment on our customer service page. Other than that, enjoy your flight and enjoy the movie, because I'm sure like Fast and Furious Part 5 is on the screen on your chair. Deal with it. And that'd be it. That would just be it. I'm not turning the plane around. I'm not. But if it's 3 hours, I guess I kind of understand that you have to do that. It's fair. It's completely fair. My only problem with that is like, if somebody's naked on the plane, just in the bathroom, I don't really know. I'm like concerned about drug usage. That's what I'd be concerned about. But speaking of drug usage, I got quite the story for you guys. Apparently, during a traffic stop, a passenger in the car that was pulled over was found with 14 meth burritos. The officers confiscated 14 foil-wrapped methamphetamine packages that look like burritos. 14 burritos and a gun. The officers found a large amount of cash and a handgun and arrested the man on suspicious transportation of drugs. Now, I saw like the burritos, right? Like, not the burritos, but I saw the shape of these. And they do look like burritos. Like, they really do. They look like burritos. The problem is this. Some of these burritos, they're in foil wrappers and they have like tags on them, but some of them don't. And this is why you messed up. First of all, if you buy a burrito from anywhere, most places you buy a burrito and they wrap it in foil, whatever it is, they're going to write it on the foil with the marker. They're not going to put foil on the burrito and then get like a little sticky post, not even a post-it, but like a real sticker. They're not going to get a real sticker and put it on your foil, then write like on it. They're not going to do that. And also, the stickers, they say RP on them. No. I'm going to tell you how to do this the right way. And I'm going to tell you guys how to do this the right way. The next time you want to smuggle burritos and dress them, next time you want to smuggle meth and dress them as a burrito, when you wrap in the foil, write no sour cream. And on another one, write extra cheese. On another one, write slight guacamole. Do something like that. And also, if you're going to wrap these up, put these, like, wrap the meth in a tortilla. They opened the burrito up, and then a whole bunch of meth fell out. You weren't thinking this through. You went out and bought these stickers to put on the things, but you didn't go buy tortillas. Don't buy stickers. Buy tortillas. Somebody should put that on a T-shirt. Also, there's this, guys. You want to know why this is suspicious? You want to know why? Do you really want to know why this is really suspicious when someone does something like this and you get pulled over? Nobody has 14 burritos. Nobody. If you need 14 burritos, that needs to be catered by someone that runs the company who's making the burritos, or everyone needs to be at the restaurant at the same time eating burritos. Nobody, no one person, no one individual is driving around with 14 burritos. Nobody is. Maybe 4, 5, 7, 8, maybe 10. Nobody has 14 burritos. Nobody. As soon as the police officer pulled them over, he's like, "What are you doing? Huh? What are you doing? What are you doing with that? What? These burritos? Those aren't burritos." "Yes, they are. Why do you have 14 burritos?" "My family. Where'd you get them from?" "The burrito store." "Get out of the car." What, it's just not a good, you can't explain that. You can't really explain to anybody why you would have 14 of anything. Why would you have 14 of anything? If you pulled somebody over and they had 14 of something, they're going to ask you questions. Only thing you have 14 of, somebody want to ask you questions, is 14 Skittles, 14 cigarettes, or 14 condoms. Other than that, there's going to be questions. I got pulled over once and they searched my car and they were like, "Why do you have 2 phones?" "Because I have a job that gives me a phone." So if I was questioned about why I have 2 phones, which a lot of people in America do, of course you're going to get questioned if I have 14 burritos. It's just, y'all got to think this through. There's got to be more thinking. There has to be, because that's just not a good idea. You don't have 14 burritos with you. At least have like 7 and then know where you got the burritos from, or put them in a bag that looks like a place that sold you burritos. But you can't just be willy-nilly just driving around with 14 foils full of meth in your car. Can't do it, man. But you know what I do appreciate? I appreciate the effort. Because that had to take some genuine effort to complete. So I feel like if you needed to do that, it may have been on the fly type of thing. And I guess that was the best idea you can come up with. So I really can't knock your creativity. I cannot knock your creativity. So there's that. I have a question. It's not even a question for you guys. No, it is a question. I'm sorry. If you were working at like, say, a thrift store, right? So you're working at a thrift store and you found, and you're like sorting coats, and you're sorting the coats and you're going through the pockets of the coats, cleaning them out, making sure there's nothing crazy in there, like used condoms, needles, things like that, coins. And you find $8,000 inside one of the coats. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do if you find $8,000 inside one of the coats? What do you do? Because I know what you do if, say, if you found, what would you do if you found 50 cents in one of the coats? So you found 50 cents inside one of the coats, right? Would you try to find out whose coat it was and try to get them back that 50 cents? What if you found a $5 bill in one of the coats? Like, you're working hard to get this done. You know, like, you're sorting through coats. You've been sorting through coats all day long. Ain't nobody sorting coats like you sorting coats. You sorting coats all day long. And you find $5. Are you reaching out to find out who left $5 in the coat? Or are you just gonna just pocket it? What are you going to do? Is there a certain amount of money to tell you how much bread, like, permits you calling somebody about money in the coat? Okay. You think about all that. And then when I get back, I'm going to tell you what I wouldn't do. Be right back.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA, it's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented on and by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcast needs. Now, I've asked you guys what you would do about this coat situation. Basically, a Danish volunteer in Denmark found $8,000 inside of a coat. She immediately called the police so they could find out who donated the coat. Immediately. Now, I'm not gonna lie. I will not lie to you guys. If I found this $8,000, I would think about it. I would think about keeping it. I really would. And I can't even tell you what I would do because it would depend on the situation. It would depend on the context. You know, it would depend on the context of the situation. Because I mean, if someone's donating a coat and it's $8,000, and there's a possibility that they don't need the $8,000, or there's a possibility that it's dirty money and someone just threw the coat away so they can get rid of the money, or it might be some little old lady's rent for something. It always has to be a little old lady when you feel bad for someone, right? It just has to be a little old lady. It can't be like a 5-year-old. It has to be a little old lady. It could be some little old lady's like back mortgage payment, and she was trying to get to the bank to get it paid for. And she couldn't get it paid for, and we don't know. But I know this, though. I know that when I go to Goodwill and drop stuff off, they give me a receipt, but I don't give them anything with my name on it. So if I left something in there, I don't think they're going to find me. I don't think they're going to call me back. So my problem with this situation is, that $8,000, if you're just going to call the police and say, hey, police, there's $8,000 in this coat. We don't know what to do with it. The police are like, oh, you know what? Okay, well, just give it to us and then we'll find out who it belongs to. Well, how, Mr. Police Officer? We don't have any way of knowing who it was. Oh, don't worry. We have ways of figuring these things out. We'll find the lady. But you didn't even know what kind of coat it was. No. We don't need to know any of that. But you didn't even ask me what she looks like. No, I don't need to know what she looks like. What? Don't worry. Don't worry. We're going to get this all figured out. We'll get it sorted for you. And what happens if you guys don't find her? Oh, well, we're just going to put the money in the evidence room and then it'll stay there until we find out whose it is. I don't know. That doesn't sound like a good idea. Well, you know, we're going to work it out. We're going to work it out and we'll find out. We're going to find out who this belongs to. Because of situations like that, that's why I'm not calling the police. That's why. So I know it's such a quandary, right? It's such a quandary because it's one thing to be able to help somebody and like make things right, but it's another thing to just set yourself up to be in an area where everyone loses. Like, if I don't get the $8,000 to like pay off my car and the little old lady doesn't get it and the police officer is going to be willy-nilly with it inside of the evidence room where all this alleged money goes, including those meth burritos. The meth burritos I told you guys earlier that was found with cash, they were confiscated with the cash. You know where those are at? In the evidence room. Who gets that money back? I don't know. So, hey guys, I take my hat off to them in Denmark for calling the police. I guess that's why Denmark is a great place to be. They have really low crime there. So I guess that's why it's awesome there. I can't say based on context, I would do the exact same thing. Can't do it. I got one more for you guys. A bored Florida man breaks into a funeral home. Now, I told you guys before about how I find it interesting that like a lot of my stories come from Florida. And I don't think Florida is a bad place. I just think that the sun there is so nice. That, I mean, people just get tired of the beach. The guy said that he broke into the funeral home because he was bored. He was stealing items, including a tub of formaldehyde, which is like what they put inside the dead bodies to like preserve them. I heard that when you smoke that stuff, it can like destroy your brain and like turn you into a zombie. For real, like a real life zombie, like eating people's brains and everything. A 29-year-old was found with a bunch of stuff in his car. He didn't even know what he was going to do with the stuff. He had some makeup and like a bunch of like instruments that are used to like basically dress up dead bodies before they put them in a casket. He stole a whole bunch of stuff so he could just have like a DIY mortuary at his house. Like he wanted, I guess maybe he wants to open his own funeral home, wants to practice on people. Like maybe he has some dead homies and he wants to get them dressed up so he doesn't have to pay them for them. So like instead of having a funeral where it's like, yo, how much is the funeral? They're like $10,000. Like what does that include? Well, we're going to give him a tuxedo. We'll dress him up really nice. We'll do his makeup, make sure he doesn't look really bad. We'll make sure he looks like he's alive. Okay. Make him feel like he's alive. He's like, how much, 10,000? Okay, what if I brought the body here myself with it already made up? Then what? The guy's like, we don't do that. No, but just hypothetically, what if I brought my friend here and he was already done all up? And then, you know, y'all could just put him in the box and he was already, he had a suit, his makeup was on everything. Like, all right, 1,500. All right, cool. So this guy goes home, comes up with this master plan, breaks in the funeral home, steals all the supplies. That had to be why. Because to say like, oh, I did it because I was bored, that's ridiculous. You didn't do that because you're bored. You did it because you're trying to cut costs and save some money. And I don't knock you. I don't knock you at all, bro. I really don't. So I take my hat off of this guy for, you know, DIY flow. You can't knock DIY flow. Can't do it. Anyway, basically, that is going to be the very last show for you guys. For me, on Weird News, maybe you'll hear from me again, maybe you will not. But I want to go ahead and thank you for rocking with me for so many months. I genuinely appreciate it. And I feel like I couldn't have did it without you. So I genuinely appreciate you guys listening in. As promised before, Tate and Sarah will be taking over. They're easy to listen to. They have like way better voices than mine. I have an awesome voice, but their voices are incredibly awesome. You guys are going to find them stellar. They'll be very impressive. They're going to put together an ostentatious production. Weird history today. Just my last weird history. Kim Jong-il wrote 6 operas. So the guy over there right now, Kim Jong-un, that's Kim Jong-il's son. I don't know if Kim Jong-un has done anything to like contribute to society. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm just saying this to just, you know, like everyone has a little bit of creativity in them. So whatever you want to do in your life, no matter what, like your background is or what you do, you may be an evil dictator from North Korea. But I mean, if he can find time to write 6 operas while like torturing people and for the most part, like running basically a country where people fear for their lives on a daily basis. If he has time to do that and write 6 operas, you have time to do whatever you want to do. So, you know, take a look in a book, Reading Rainbow, Reach for the Stars. You could do whatever you want to do, anything you want. So that's my last message for you guys. Again, I appreciate you listening to all of my podcasts, and I appreciate you donating your ears to my voice on several times per week, daily basis, practically. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Weird News Podcast, presented on and by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcast needs. This has been your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. Live long, prosper, and watch for potholes.